Well, Jeff, 17 wickets on the first day of a county championship match. It's a crazy old season that we're witnessing, isn't it?
It is. It was almost a deja vu to the last 2 days of the Sussex game, where we were bowled out cheaply there and had to defend a small total to try and win the game. Today we had to defend a small total to try and stay in the game, which we've done really well to a large extent. OK, they've got a lead of perhaps 30, 32 or something. You know, there's still a lot of cricket to play, and if we can knock the last three batters out pretty quickly, restrict their lead to something in the region of 50 or 60, which probably is an indication of the conditions that we're playing in when you think in those terms, then it gives everybody a boost and something to really buckle down and bat for.
I know you're trying to keep positive and keep a positive outlook on things, but again, I think that's the sixth match this season where you haven't even managed a single batting point. I mean, how difficult has the batting been? Is it generally a case of the conditions, or is the fact that the lack of opportunities to get out in the middle is now starting to play with the players' heads? What do you think is happening?
I think it's a combination of everything. The first game here against Nottinghamshire, we it was even Stevens in the first innings. They got 130, we got probably 120 or something. So, and it's continued like that. There have been very few batting points scored at this ground all season. And you know, confidence, you can't turn it on and off. You can't go to other grounds and turn on the confidence button and just because you're in a different environment, go out and bat well. I can honestly say, and I'm not defending the players overly here, I can honestly say that we've only played on one decent batting pitch all season. That was at Somerset. Other than that, they've been really, really tricky around. You get to a situation where the opposition realise that you're not batting well, you're a bit short of confidence, they prepare a wicket that is going to be lively and interesting for their bowler. So it becomes a vicious cycle, but it's up to the strength of mind of the players and everybody, the whole group, to encourage each other, and hopefully things will turn when you least expect them to. Terrific old chap that I was involved in with cricket when I first started. He was a wonderful man, and he used to say just that. He said, "When you're down and you can't think you can get any further down, it'll turn for you." And you know, that's where Durham is now, and there's a terrific spirit within the team. And hopefully today, that last ball might just be the turning point.
There's a lot of negativity on Twitter and things like that, social media, as you'd expect, people who aren't at the games. We've just held a members' forum here, and still a lot of positivity among the members. They're fairly understanding, that, you know, they listen to what you have to say, and that must be pleasing from your point of view.
Martin, it's nice that you've brought that up. Honestly, if I can take this chance just to say how fantastic Durham supporters have been in the whole time that I've done this job with the first team, and not just the times when the team was doing well and winning a series of games. But this season, you go down to Arundel and the other away matches that we've had at Worcester. There have been fantastic amounts of Durham supporters. And as you say, the goodwill is there. I'm sure that they're not enjoying the run that the team is having. But, you know, the team recognises the commitment that these supporters make day after day. And they really are. They're doing their utmost to try and rectify a rocking ship.
I use the mantra, you never know, in cricket. In my commentaries, things twist and turn all the time. As Scott Borthwick came on to bowl the last over today, I was questioning, was there really a need to bring him on? You get a wicket first ball, it could prove crucial in the long run.
Yeah, as I say, that might be that ball that is the turning point. Very often in any game, you can highlight one moment, one little spell that makes the difference, and we never know. You hang on to that little bit of optimism. You go out tomorrow morning, as I say, 30 adrift or whatever, and we play really, really positively, think positively, try and arrest the momentum from the small momentum that Middlesex have got. We're trying to arrest that and try and put them under pressure for their second innings.
The odds are stacking up against you, though. Do you still think this is salvageable this season?
I think, without a shadow of doubt, not only this game, but you look at the five remaining fixtures. Worcestershire, I think we probably would have beaten down there if we'd had the full duration. We play Surrey here, who are not playing particularly well for lots of reasons. And then we have Sussex, who we could have beaten. Lancashire, who are also at the bottom, we play them away from home. And then
in Liverpool again, they've moved that one trickily, haven't they? Well, cunningly.
They've moved that, obviously they've given reasons for the move, but I'm sure there are cricket reasons as well. And the one really tough game we have is Nottinghamshire away from home, but you never know, they might be struggling, pushing for victory, and that might give us a chance as well. So all these games are winnable. If in the ideal world you win three or four out of those five remaining games, then the chances are you're going to be safe.